Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
Here it is, the final episode of 2020p, and we're going to hear from more of you guys.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Woohoo! 2020p, that's been the greatest name of all time.
I know, 2024 is just boring.
2024, out the door. 2020p.
It was so good.
It was so good. We had our little logo,
yeah,
2020p.
We did. That's
maybe
right.
I'll put that on the Insta today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2020p, we've loved it. We've loved you.
Yep.
It's been a big year.
Yeah, massive.
Huge changes
year
for the podcast. Yep. We've had kids finishing school
and
people getting their learners
moving
or
house
going for licenses.
It's been a massive year.
Massive year. Yep. Moving house. All the changes all jammed into one.
Yep.
That's
yep
been.
Leaving the pod bar, moving into the pod laundry.
Yeah, pod laundry.
We don't care.
Oh, no, we don't care.
No.
But I think we shouldn't have named it 2020p because it became a very P year.
Definitely.
Maybe 2024 will be boring.
Definitely did. I'll be happy. I keep
someone said to me the other
year
day, oh, but 2024 will be better. And I said, you know, it doesn't make any difference when
no
it clicks over to the 1st
no
of January.
It does not.
I don't believe that anything changes.
There's specific pressures that I won't have.
Yes. Oh, I know things
but there'll
change.
There'll be new pressures.
Yes, but you're I don't know. Anyway, I was like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not up for any trite. Give me trite. You're just nothing. You get nothing from me.
No. And then someone else said to me, I was talking about money or whatever, and they said, you really should visualize. I said, no. We're stopping this
what
conversation right
visualize
here.
Visualize money.
I said, I know what it looks like.
Well, not really anymore. I never even have it.
That's right.
Oh, dear. Anyway,
right,
let's hear from you. People.
I'm Annie and Kate, it's Claire here.
Hi Claire.
I just had to stop snappy 90 to just express my thought that popped into my head.
Great.
About the specialist school outcome from the Royal High Commission. I work in a mainstream school and for the last few years my role has been working with mainly the Pea Shoots and their families in the space of making adjustments in mainstream schools so that they can hopefully flourish, and also being at the forefront of managing what Sophie was talking about with challenging behaviours. We haven't had a ride-on lawnmower incident, but we have had quite a number of things that maybe when you get home you go, what the fuck, and have a good laugh about. But I honestly would say I don't try to bring judgment to those events. I know that those events are happening because the child is not managing in the mainstream setting.
That's right.
It's really frustrating to be working in this space and be really passionate about making adjustments for the kids who find it challenging at mainstream schools, because I know that the resources, the finances, the time is not there. And if we had more of those things, mainstream settings would be so much more inclusive. It's really sad that it comes down to basically money. If the government were truly wanting inclusive schools as recommended out of this commission, then they really need to put the money where their mouth is.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just think, when I heard the recommendation to close that, and I actually had heard that on the grapevine for a while in the education, inclusive education sort of groups that I'm in, and you know, advocating for mainstream to be better for all children. So I'd heard that bubbling away, and so when it came out, I wasn't shocked, but it just made me think. It's not about closing the specialist schools, because I agree there are so many that are wonderful and there are so many that the kids flourish in. I think it's about what you talked about with choice. So at the end of the day, this should be a choice. And if a child and a family choose that they want to go to mainstream setting, then they should be able to choose that, and the mainstream setting should be set up for them, however extensive their
disability
or adjustments that they need may be.
But that's a human right.
If they choose to go and say, no, I want my child to be within a setting that specialises in them, I feel like that should be an option as well. I think it comes down to money and choice.
Yes, of course.
And I think at the moment the choice isn't there.
No.
People and families and kids actually don't have the choice.
No.
I don't feel like of where they want to go truly. They're forced into settings. And so I don't know.
I think you're right, Claire. Thank you for telling us.
Yeah, and thank you for all your work.
It's a pipe dream almost, which is really sad. But
I know.
Maybe if we all start lobbying and annoying these politicians to really put some money into it, we could have a really great outcome for these beautiful kids. Bye.
Thanks, Claire. Well, you know, you are doing this work.
Yes.
And you know exactly what it's like.
Yes.
So thank you for your words. I appreciate it. Yeah. And, yeah, I felt like there was no choice. It was this one school and one school only.
Which luckily was great.
Yeah.
Right? But it is about choice, and at the moment you're right.
Yeah, and if everybody else has a choice,
yes,
private schools to
everything,
you know, Christian schools to Jewish schools to whatever.
Or you want to go to the sports school and do soccer. You want to go to the Victorian College of the Arts school and do dance.
Yes.
So that should be open to everyone. And if we, that's what inclusion is. And at the moment we're kidding ourselves if we think it's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Hi. It's V here.
Hi, V.
So I'm just in the car with my little guy.
Of course.
And it's actually so far been a pretty shit morning. It's actually my birthday today.
Aww, happy birthday.
I always try and have really low expectations of special days like Mother's Day and my birthday.
The lower the better.
Because I think I'm still grieving that Hallmark version of these events, you know, that,
and it's not true for anyone.
Everybody,
that.
You know, does everything for you and showers you with gifts and presents and love and cuddles. And this morning has been just full of arguments and dysregulated pea shoots and my husband was up with our little guy overnight, and he isn't very pleasant this morning.
Yeah, he's tired.
Which I get. I'm totally thankful that he was up with the little guy and I got some sleep.
Yep.
But
I know.
It'd just be nice. I know.
Yep.
It would just be nice to maybe just have like 4-5 minutes of that Hallmark version. I don't know.
Just to sit and eat. That's all I think.
My little guy was pretty dysregulated, so I was like, right, let's get in the car and go and get Mum a coffee.
Yes, great.
Hadn't even had coffee yet.
Yep.
I got my coffee and my food, and I was went to eat my food, and my bagel is not cut in half properly, so I can't eat it and drive. And that was just like the icing of the
cake. I would have cried.
Oh my gosh! Like.
Can't even get a birthday bagel.
I just needed to eat that bagel. Can it not just be cut in half so I can eat it?
No, of course not.
In the car, driving.
No.
And then go home and not tell my hubby I ate a bagel because he's probably making pancakes that my.
Which is nice.
You know, 7-year-old girl has been pestering him to make all morning.
Oh.
And then he'll probably be a little bit discouraged by the fact that I had already eaten.
You just know your own thing.
Expectations and dysregulation.
You just fake the pancake.
You can just have another pancake.
Yeah. Oh,
they're little.
So over it. Anyway, the glimmer in today is that I am escaping with a friend of mine and we're going to go have lunch and a pedicure.
Awesome.
And I just keep telling myself that today that will be enough.
It will.
That will be nice enough. And if the rest of the day is chaos and noise and...
Yep.
Crankiness and dysregulation, I'll have that little pocket of time just for me with my friend today, and that will be okay.
Yeah. What would we do without friends?
And I think a lot of this journey is just about radical acceptance of your norm and your, you know, your life and not kind of...
Yeah, there's
looking
no
over
narrative
the fence
that we have to follow.
At what the Joneses are doing.
No.
Just radically accepting your family for who they are.
Yeah.
So that's me.
Oh, well, happy birthday from us.
I am looking forward to that petty.
Yes.
And to this bagel once I go inside now and cut it.
Sneak it in.
And my husband. But that's
just
okay. I'll eat both because I really like food.
Me too.
It's a cake.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
Thank you. Bye. I think if there's anything we can get out of this podcast, it's the quicker we can get to that radical acceptance, the better.
Yes.
Like not comparing to other families.
This is,
we know our days are not going to be the same.
No.
We're getting pockets of some joy where we can.
Yes, yes.
My main aim on my birthday when life was extremely busy was to just if I could sit down and finish a meal.
Mm.
That's it.
Yep.
And had no other expectations.
No,
but if I could, like lunch or dinner, I didn't have to take everyone to the toilet or do all those things.
Yes, yes. Someone else can clean up after the.
That's all I cared about was just being able to actually sit and finish.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but it is
a
lot.
It's not a lot, but it was a lot.
I think the other thing, and I think really coming into Christmas, this is so worth us remembering that we build up an idea in our mind of what it's going to be like. And I was talking to a friend the other day whose family is tricky and they're just tricky. They love each other. But Christmas is really hard for this person.
Yeah.
And he really struggles.
Yeah.
And the closer it gets, the sadder he is.
Yes.
So
many people feel like that.
And I know, I feel like I too used to wake up on my birthday and think, wouldn't it be nice if I went down and there was flowers or whatever, you know? And sometimes there was. I'm not saying there wasn't always, but I think for me, when I love someone, I put so much effort into doing that for them, right?
Yeah.
And for my children and whatever. Yes. So it is, you're only human to go, oh, I'd like a little bit of that back, you know?
Yep.
But I just want to say we all go through it,
everybody.
People without children, people with children. Like we've got friends who are single.
Yep.
Who's saying happy birthday to them first thing in the morning?
That's right.
Not happily single.
Yeah.
You're just single.
Yes.
So I just think that birthdays – Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever day, they're tricky.
Yep.
And they're never what you think they're going to be.
No.
And every now and again, you get a real big surprise.
Yes.
You're like, oh, look at that. Yeah. I got something I wanted. That was a surprise. Somebody popped in. Somebody sent me flowers.
Yeah.
And I think this is what it's like living in Melbourne, which is the greatest city on earth. When we have a warm day at the end of winter, we love it so much, right?
Yeah.
It is just, you can just see every Melbournean.
Everyone's so happy.
And that's what it's like when you get the one amazing birthday or the one amazing Christmas. And it mightn't be this year.
Yeah.
But you will get one, I think, at some point. And if you don't, we all see you. We've all gone and cried in the pantry.
Yeah, most of us.
Yep, yep. And if we haven't, what are you listening to this for?
Need to go and listen to the one P over there. She's really happy.
Tanya, her podcast is amazing. Her podcast is amazing. She's got no care in the world.
She loves those days.
She loves them. Everything's perfect in her life.
One, you know, O-N-E, nothing tricky.
No. Spelling. Oh, it's all perfect. Everything's perfect. And she, her kids take the best Christmas photos. They're not scared of Santa, nothing.
Two peas, you come here for the mess.
Yes. And her mother-in-law does all the Christmas dishes, provides the food. Yes. She just gets to sit down and eat.
Yeah. So, and the mother-in-law keeps them for the night. So they can, she can sleep in Boxing Day.
She takes them Boxing Day night. Yeah, Christmas night.
She comes back. She packs up the tree the next day. I was setting the tree up the other night and then I said, sorry, Miss 13 was like, well, you pack it up on Boxing Day. And I was like, yes, I do.
I was listening to my favourite podcast, Shag Married Annoyed, and Rosie Ramsey, Rosie and Chris Ramsey, Rosie's mum hates Christmas, and she said one year she went to like Poundland or whatever the day before, bought the last live tree for a pound. It was all wilted and had packed it up Christmas afternoon.
I tell you, I've looked at it at night. That was like
24 hours in their house.
Yep.
And when you don't have a big living room, or even if you do, I used to have a bigger house than this. Yep. By the 26th of December, you're like, I need this space
back.
That's
what I mean. I need to be able to vacuum. I have a little lounge room and I just need it gone.
Yeah. And then you feel like, you know what, my house feels big for a week.
Then I'm like, wow, this room is massive. Let's sit back and watch boring TV.
Cricket.
Yeah, but I can't because we've got a big tree for a disproportionately small room.
Yeah, same.
Because the children want the joy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which I did. The other night.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Of course you did.
Ugh.
Yes, they...
But I also live with the Griswolds, two houses across from
me. You really do.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe my street. No. So Miss 13's like, can we please put some lights out the front? I was like, yeah.
It's hard, isn't it, to put lights out? I've put them in the trees once.
They've been doing it
once,
for like a month. They've been setting it up for a month.
Yeah, I think it's... And because I
can't do it.
And I am not a perfectionist at all. I don't have that gene.
No.
But if you came along, I haven't got a fence, but if you hung lights haphazardly that looked bad, I would rather have no lights.
Yes.
And I know I can't hang them right,
right.
We can't have any.
I know, exactly.
That's just how it goes.
Totally.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm not having them bad and I'm not going to take the effort to do it good. That's me.
Yeah. And I just think the people across the road from me, thank you very
just
much.
Just get a mirror.
Yeah, well, but someone said to me at the shops, just put a sign that says ditto.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, we should do that. Anyway, I'm going to try. Anyway, keep going. Who do we need to hear from next?
Hi, Kid Mandy. It's Claire again.
Hi, Claire.
I'm back a couple of days later.
Yes.
It's how my brain works.
Yes.
A thought will randomly come to me at a stupid time of the day.
Yep.
I found... another roadblock. In fact, I think it's bigger than the roadblock of money to building true inclusive schools.
Yeah.
And that would be the attitudes and perspectives of fully grown humans. There's just rectums everywhere.
Yeah.
In the world. And there are rectums in education.
Yeah.
And luckily we have wonderful people like you who are changing that. Mm. But it's as big a mountain to climb as the funding.
It really is.
Yep.
I think we need both to get to where we need to go.
Do.
We need both to change.
Yep.
So thank you for doing the work that you do.
Thank you.
It's actually very, very, very
within
true.
Both systems.
Within both
systems.
Because
there's definitely people in the specialist school system that I have met that I think, wowza.
Yes.
Right? So awesome. Luckily, we've had awesome teachers, but there's been people who have tripped across and thought, wow.
I
can't believe you just said that.
I don't know if this is true, and I know it'll be specific to certain areas, but My children, I hope, have far less prejudices than I did growing up, than I was gifted by my family and friends. Yes. And I have had great pleasure in deconstructing over the years. But I hope that as we move through time, that these kids growing up today will have less prejudice.
Definitely.
And it will, I mean, I want it to change overnight too.
Yes.
But I have to think back to when I went to school and we didn't have anyone with disabilities at school.
That's right.
So it is getting better, but it's just a really slow slog. And, yeah, there are stupid rectums everywhere.
Everywhere. And,
yeah.
Hi, this is Colleen. Hi, P. Colleen. I am Colleen, mum of Ella. Hey, shoot. I had this year got a diagnosis of ADHD, so I am a pea shoot myself.
Yes.
This year has been a big year.
Mm.
My daughter, you may remember back at the start of the year, I was very, very, very nervous about her starting her new school.
Yes, I do remember.
Well, not being without bumps, but it's been an amazing year for her. I think I have had a lot of stress in relation to that because I feel that she is very concerned and traumatized by her old schools.
Yep. Yeah.
And now at this school, occasionally a teacher or a learning assistant, because every classroom has a learning assistant, will do something that she calls mainstream teaching.
Okay.
She's not a special school, however, a special development school, however, it is for school children that don't cope or fall through the gaps at mainstream.
Yep.
So it's amazing. They're very hands-on and practical. Mm. And she's organized a market this year organized a market stall at the school's market, which was raising money for the foster organization of dogs, which we are very dear to our heart.
Yes.
We fostered around 17 or 18 dogs and adopted them out. Two of them we adopted ourselves.
How could you not?
It gives us the most joy in life.
Wow.
So,
thank you, Colleen. There was a bit of a glitch, I think. You might have had a slightly longer message. But anyway, we love knowing that school's been successful.
Yes, what a ripper, hey?
Amazing.
Fantastic.
And foster dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I would struggle to do that. I know we had a friend who fostered kittens and she just ended up keeping adopting them.
Yes.
So I think that would be me. I'd just be living in a house with a lot of dogs.
Yeah. Let's hear from someone else.
Yeah.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
It's Karen by name, not by nature here. I sent you guys an email, I think it was back in March, saying that I'd written a 2020 peace song and I'd send it to you soon. And a couple of weeks ago I woke up and it was November, and next week it's going to be December.
Yes,
and
it's December.
I still haven't sent it to you. There's a lot of reasons that hasn't happened. I won't bore you with the ins and outs of the difficulties of my year, but some of the nicer reasons are that my kids are loving doing music with us.
Oh.
And so we're spending a lot more of our time doing music with our kids, which is so much fun and just really beautiful. We haven't gone down the path of lessons. For one thing, they're both quite young still. I know that that's a good time to start, but we're all about music for fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're both just really loving doing things, and we're loving creating little bits and pieces of music with their voices. I really probably need to start a start putting some of the things on Spotify, partly because they actually have told their bus driver about it, and the bus driver wants to play some of the tunes that we've sent to just bus drivers MP3s or whatever. But, yeah, she's like, oh, put it on Spotify so that I can add it to our playlist.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so that's one of the nicer things. You know, the other is just what happens, isn't it? It's just time. And because I wrote the words, you know, quite early in the year, and then my husband was mixing a tune, and I was just like, that tune would go so well with those words, because, you know, I usually write words first when I write a song, which is not the way most people do it. But
You do, babe.
Yeah, and I just fitted it into that. But we need to mix it together, and getting time to do that together when
very hard.
You know, we've got two neurodivergent kids and I'm neurodivergent, and my husband has a chronic health condition. So we're in bed after the sometimes my husband is often in bed before the kids before the kids are asleep, so we don't get a lot of time to do those sorts of things together. But it's been fun making more music this year, and I'm hoping that we continue with it. I've been singing and playing more in the last year, and it's just been so lovely to do that. I've been writing silly parodies, and I'm getting there with my song, not the 2020 P song, but a song that I actually probably wrote a couple of years ago, but it's getting closer to being produced now.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's been a big project of mine. Anyway, I don't know when you're going to get the 2020 P song with all the cool, funky beats that my husband's put together, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new speak pipe, and I'm just going to sing it to you.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, it won't be as cool as with all the funky beats and stuff, but cool, maybe you'll get that by 2030p. Who knows? Maybe we'll get our SH1T together in the next
SH1T.
Few weeks, and you'll get it by the end of the year. But SH1T. I don't think so.
Asterisk CK.
Yeah, I'll stop this one because I only have 1 minute left, and I think this one's just over 2 minutes. So I'll stop this, and I'll send another speak pipe with the little 2020 P song that I wrote, but haven't made yet.
Get your SH1T together, Karen, by name, not by nature. Amazing. Thank you. Let's hear it.
Are we ready, peas?
Okay, so here's the little 2020 P tune.
Woohoo!
That we did. Like I said, I'm sorry for the lack of funky beats and everything that were going to happen below it, but I'll do my best.
I'll do some beatboxing over the top.
2020, the year that many contracted a different kind of Bixie. Many made plans of exploring distant lands, but were forced to stay home and frequently wash their hands. And then came 2021, the year we thought we'd have more fun.
Yes.
But the world was still locked down, and many couldn't leave their towns. 2022, we tried to tick off the to-dos, despite lots of COVID and lots of strains of the flu. Oh, we're down by the end of 22, and no, I'm not talking about the to-dos. All the people were wrecked, and they had nothing left to give you. And now it It's 2020, and we all need to walk more, look after each other, and act more kindly. Yeah. Don't claim this one as your year. You may get a punch in the face, I fear. It's a rectum thing to say, and we don't listen to any rectums here.
No, we don't.
Look after yourselves, look after each other, look after a pea shoot, look after their mother.
Yes.
Come on. Make it a happy 2020. 2020p, 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 2020p. Jasmine, are you counting these? Happy 2020p. Peace out.
Oh.
So that's it. Hope it was okay. Like I said, apologies for the lack of funky beats and everything, and you might have that by 2030.
I know, we haven't had a song for
ages. Lots of love to everybody. Good luck for making it through the rest of the year and the upcoming silly season.
Yes, we can do this.
And I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you, Karen, by name, not by nature. It was beautiful. We love any songs.
Any song.
We love them. Thank you so much.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
It's Sophie here. I'm a New South Wales P.
Ah.
I have beautiful twin 6-year-old boys with a syndrome called KMT5B related syndrome. I haven't been able to connect with any other Australians yet who have this particular syndrome. So if there's any other peas listening, would love to connect with you. But anyway, I found your podcast at the end of 2021. So I have been listening in order since then. And I wanted to say thank you so much. You girls have just made such an enormous difference to my life and helped me feel part of a community, as being a pea mum has often felt pretty lonely.
Yes.
At so times, and I just love listening to you guys and to Gary and all the amazing peas who share their stories. So thank you, thank you. I wanted to share something with you. We took our boys on a long-awaited holiday recently, which involved a 3.5-hour flight, and we tried our best to prepare them for the flight and, you know, to talk to them about it and just some social stories of lots of fidget toys and food, et cetera. But their receptive language is still really developing, and they've got a lot of sensory sensitivities, and the flights were really hard for them and for us.
Yes.
Very hard.
And on the flight home, we're all feeling pretty exhausted, I've got to say.
Yeah.
the holiday wasn't, it was quite challenging in many ways, but anyway, we're all a bit exhausted, and the boys were finding it really difficult on the plane and both making a lot of noise, including a sudden and sort of very loud guttural shriek that one of my boys has recently started doing, which can happen when he's distressed or frustrated or just generally overstimulated.
Yes.
And he would jump up in his seat and grab the headrest of the seat in front and shake it while shrieking.
Yep.
And there was an elderly man in that seat, and we just felt awful for him and were apologising. And he was so kind and so understanding, even though it must have been pretty hard to take. And towards the start of that flight, a mum sitting behind us who was there with her four teenage sons, leant forward and told us that one of her sons had an intellectual disability and that she totally understood that we were doing a great job and not to worry about disturbing them, because she just really got it. And it was just so amazing to have a pea sitting behind us.
Yes.
And just to reach forward and tell us that was just so helpful. Because while we were also trying to help the boys and help them stay regulated and not get too frustrated or distressed, we're also really conscious of all the people around us. And so grateful, grateful to that beautiful mum and to the lovely man in front of us. And then the other kind person sitting on the other side of my partner. I've heard some terrible stories about flights. And I just felt really lucky that we were surrounded by really kind people and a pea. So just wanted to share that. And I don't know if that mum listens to you guys. It was all a bit hectic, so I didn't have a chance to have much of a chat.
But
if she does, thank you so much. And, yeah, that's all I wanted to share. And just thank you again for this amazing podcast. And please keep going because I just love you guys. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
What a beautiful speak pipe to finish
yes, on. Yes, beautiful.
You know, it could have been a grumpy man in front, but it was someone who was like, that's fine. And I was somewhere the other day and there was a young adult making a lot of screeching noises. And the person I was with said, oh, and I said, not only it doesn't bother me at all, I just don't care anymore.
No.
I don't hear it.
No. Nope.
I just keep continuing along my way. And then this little child walked past at the same time and started having a meltdown. And I said, and I also think, you know what? I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like all the years we've dealt with it. I just feel like if you're not having to deal with it, shut the fuck up.
That's right.
Like, I just don't want to hear from you. I don't.
Definitely.
Everybody deserves to be in the same
space.
Offer
encouragement.
Yes. Only encouragement.
That's right.
So I'm glad you went away. I don't know when holidays get easier. I'll let you know.
Oh, they're not in our house either.
No. But I also understand it is a really good thing to do.
Yes. And everyone deserves a change of scenery.
That's
everyone.
Right.
So it is worth it.
It is. And
we just got to have different expectations to what you think.
Yeah. And it's, I think that the concept of family holiday doesn't mean the whole family goes to brunch.
Yeah.
It might mean one of us goes to brunch.
Yeah, that's right. And just normalize that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
So, and the kids are happily watching Bluey or on their iPads at
home. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And other parents. So it doesn't matter. Everything, we're all different. We're rewriting the journey.
We really are. We really are.
All right, Peas, this is our last episode.
Yes.
So we are going to have our cry difference laugh. We are going to ask you to listen to our summer series.
Yeah.
I feel like it's ABC Classic FM with the summer series.
It's only taken us 4.5 years to do it. So, you know,
we've got the summer series coming out for you. We've got some really cool interviews. They're going to be people that we've spoken to.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoy them. Feel free to send some feedback.
Yeah.
We will be sort of off for five weeks or whatever.
Yep.
The same as most of you who have children at school in Australia for our overseas peas.
And for Kate to have a break on like social media
stuff. Yeah, it'll be pretty stagnant.
Yeah, you don't
you'll
have
get
to
the odd
put
thing.
Anything up. The summer series will be rolling along, but she needs to have a break from
If I remember, if Tanya reminds me, something might go up, but if she doesn't.
We'll have a break.
We will have a break. So.
Yep.
What was your cry?
Well, I'm anticipating crying because next week Molly graduates.
Oh, you will be
from
crying.
Year 12. Oh gosh, I could help my
crying
eyes
now.
Out right now.
Yeah. Incredible, Mandy.
Yeah, it's been
incredible.
A big couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been a big 13 years.
Yes.
Yes.
And
you deserve a crown in the mail.
Oh
but,
gosh.
You know, yeah.
And she's had orientation for next year, which she was overwhelmed by.
Of
and she said, I don't want to be an adult and I don't know what to do. And I just hugged her and said, well, she said, you're not going anywhere, Mum. I said, no, I'm staying the same.
Yep.
The house is staying the same.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, school will change. You're going to be going to a different place. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
just been worrying about it for so long.
So long, yes.
Yeah. And I know it's going to be okay.
Yeah, but it's still in the now.
Yeah.
It's still tricky.
Yeah, and I'm trying to keep her calm.
Yes. And she's just really honest. Because
yeah, she is.
I don't want to be an adult either.
No, good. Me either.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
And there's all these, you know, rituals, which I'm grateful for because I know COVID, especially Melbourne COVID pea shoots didn't get those rituals. So I'm really grateful for those special days and the graduation. But I know I'm going to cry and laugh that whole night. I actually can't wait. You know, we went to Millie's graduation. That was beautiful in its own right too.
Yes,
and so to have two of them graduate year 12.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, my cry seems really pathetic, but anyway, I'm going to tell you. So I managed in a miracle of all Christmas miracles to have 3 days in bright midweek with my partner.
Not in autumn though, sorry.
Not in autumn. Oh, no, you can't have everything.
I know. It's beautiful though.
Bright in autumn if you've been And if you haven't Googled
I haven't, but that's when I went there every other season. They keep telling me, you should be here in autumn.
You're like, yeah, I know, but I'm not. anyway, it was summer when I went.
Yeah, great.
But Bright has, for those of you who don't know, it's in the sort of the Victorian High Country.
Yeah.
It's the bottom of Mount Hotham and Falls Creek. And anyway, it's beautiful, stunningly, stunningly beautiful. And they have this massive Christmas shop, which is weird.
Yeah, they do have a massive Christmas shop. Yes.
Right? And I have been to Bright before because we've sometimes go there on the way home. And I've never been into the Christmas shop. But I was like, you know what? It's December.
Yeah.
And there'd be lots of things that you're not happy about because they definitely don't have a no snow policy in there.
What the hell?
They don't. They have a very big Grinch thing, though.
Right.
A whole Christmas tree with the Grinch. Oh. And so, but they.
Oh, they're allowed to. You allowed do, to you do that.
Yeah, you do. Bright Christmas shop. Yeah. And of course, they have the whole of Bright says wishing you a merry and bright Christmas. So I'm like, this is cute. Your whole town is very got the merry and bright. Anyway. They had these sort of cute, ugly Christmas elves, which, of course, I fell in love with. And we were looking at them.
Anything's better than the heads.
Anything. Well, yeah, the heads are gone. That's a long story. So I was like, oh, these are so cute. Oh, I definitely can't afford them. There's no way I can afford them. And I wouldn't spend money on them at the moment. And so we walked through the whole shop. We spent ages in there. My partner probably not as at all interested in Christmas as me. But anyway. Put up with.
Yeah. Give and take.
Yep, give and take. And so then, like, on the day that we were leaving, she was like, let's just go back. She's like, I'm going to buy you one of those elves.
Cute.
And we ended up getting two.
Oh,
and
cute.
And they're sitting up on my, and every morning I'm like, I love them so much. I'll put a photo if I remember. I'll put a photo up on the Instagram. Cute. And then Buzz and Woody came home and I was like, do you like them? And they were like, yep, they look like us. And I was like, they have a wicked little glint in their eye.
Oh, yes.
So that made me cry.
Cute.
It was a happy
Beautiful.
Cry.
Beautiful.
Yes.
She listened to you.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
amazing.
She knew those things. She wants them for some reason. So
yeah. Well,
and now
great.
My number one daughter's like, you're going to become one of those really eccentric people that just collect these bloody elves. And when you die, I'm going to be having a
she is.
Facebook
and don't
marketplace
give one to me.
Saying, come and get one of Mum's elves.
Gee, I hope I'm alive for that.
Me too.
Buy nothing, Marinda.
Yep, just elves.
Number one daughter.
200 elves.
I think it'll be scholarship, actually.
No, scholarship will not be give a shit about that.
But she'll be getting rid of it.
Oh, she'll be getting rid of stuff. Yeah, number one daughter will be crying. Scholarship will be like, come and get these stuff.
Gee, that's
scholarship's actually finished uni.
Oh, amazing.
So that is a really big, huge thing.
Yes.
She gets her results today.
Oh, wow.
But she was
that's
a COVID
massive.
Uni.
Yes,
had that year
was.
Off, worked at the
she
vaccination
had a week
hubs.
Of uni.
A day.
A day.
She had a day of uni and then 2 years of lockdown. Oh, so she's finished and.
What a legend.
I am very proud to say she's not getting a full time job. She's as an assistant kitchen manager and then she's going to go to Europe and then she's going to do a ski season in Japan.
Right.
I'm like, do it.
Go.
You are
Live
old
your
forever.
Life.
Go. Go. Go, go, go. So, yeah,
great.
She's living her best life
great.
With scholarship, which
Good.
Is probably not a surprise to anyone that knows her.
Great. Good for her.
I know. And I know a lot of us, that's a dream.
Yes.
Like I can't see Buzz and Woody
yes,
launching off
right.
and doing all that.
That's right.
So I'm.
Yeah, well, you don't take that for
I
granted.
I do not take it for granted.
No.
And also she works her butt off.
Yes.
She studies, studies and works really, really hard. So yes.
Amazing.
Anyway, but she'll still be getting rid of my elves when I die.
Yes, she will.
What's
my
your difference?
Make a difference. I just want to say a huge thank you to all the teachers that have been a part of Molly's schooling.
Yes.
Every teacher since kinder, right?
Yes, it's huge.
But the teachers at her specialist school, everyone that's seen her.
Yes.
Really
seen her.
Given her the time of day, really seen her.
She's so funny.
Love her.
Yes, they love her.
Understand her. Understand me when I'm emailing about everything.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
To every single one of you.
That's a huge make a difference. Yeah. And listen to that, teachers, because there are parents who really bloody care.
Yeah, and I'm like, I haven't even got the present yet. Shit. No. It's got to be a good one. I've bought not one Christmas present yet.
Yep.
I'm screwed.
Yeah,
I'm normally way more organised.
You are screwed. You're going to have to do one of those horrible whole day at the shops.
I know. I'm absolutely
And then you'll be like,
stuffed.
I don't care. Undies good. You know, so you just get to the end of.
This never happens to me, but I've just been, there's too many, been
You've
too
had
many things.
Too many things.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So. And we can't do anything until Miss 13 turns her birthday.
No,
she doesn't
you can't.
Want any.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
And now they're home.
Yes.
I can't shop during the day and put stuff. Anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
Thank you, special school teachers.
Yes.
For every single one of you, particularly in lockdown too.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. You made a huge difference to my girl.
Yes.
She has self-esteem.
Yes.
All the things that she was robbed of at the end of her mainstream.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Amazing.
A place of worth.
Very much.
And she doesn't want to leave.
No. So, yeah, listen to that.
Yeah, that's right.
She loves it and doesn't want to leave.
Yep.
Okay, again, my make a difference is pretty lame. My make a difference is that the Christmas tree fitted in the house.
Yeah, well, it looks beautiful.
I love Christmas. For those of you who've been listening for a while, you'll know that. And Christmas is tricky for me now, obviously, because we've got, you know, a split home, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But anyway, the kids have. And so I just said to them, you do whatever you want. Yep. I'll be here all day.
That's great.
You're not. I'm no pressure from me that ever, ever, ever.
Awesome, Kate.
I will not be that parent.
Yes, it's amazing gift.
Yeah, you just whenever or Christmas Eve or Boxing Day, you don't have to come.
It's an amazing gift, actually.
But I still love a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So our other house was very big and the Christmas tree was very big.
You had
big.
A few.
Yeah, I had. Yeah. They're all in the garage here. Yeah. I've given some of them away.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it's not going to fit, but it fits.
Yes, it fits. It looks beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful and I'm happy. Yeah, so that's my great. Make a difference. What made you laugh?
Well, I'm laughing because I'm anticipating the graduation night and how funny it's going to be. But also Molly said they've already pre-recorded their speeches, all of them. So they've done that over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. So she was like making sure her hair was brushed or, on those certain days. I said, oh, that's such a great idea. And she said, yes, they have to do it because one year somebody said fuck.
Not S-H-1-T.
Gosh, damn it, I want life. I want speeches at the special school. I don't want these.
No.
Sanitized versions.
Yeah, I take it back. Not a good idea.
Don't worry, it'll still be funny. She still told me some things. She said her teacher laughed while she was recording. So I can't wait, Peas. I just, if I could just tell you everything about it, I can't wait for that night.
Yeah,
it's going to be so good. And it's like, you know, at a low-key venue, bring everyone you want as opposed to the other school.
$150,
inaccessible. This is where the special schools are like, come.
Everybody's
welcome.
Yes.
And just like Amy's coming, our support worker.
Yay.
Like Jodie, our other support worker. Like
good.
Everyone who has been a part of the schooling journey will be there.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. So my laugh, I think I've told you all that I love the Handsome Pod, and there's a person on there called Fortune Feenster.
Yeah.
And she goes onto her Instagram, puts on a blonde wig, sits in the spa and pretends to be Brenda. And it's so funny. It's so funny. Anyway, she was sitting in the spa and she was like getting all, I mean, not really, but deep and meaningful. And she was like, I'd like to say something really profound like Brené Brown, but I don't have the time or the quotes. For so long. I was like, that's me. Yes. I know there's something profound in here.
Yes.
But I don't have the time or the quotes.
No, not a quote. I have to write things down.
I have to write it down.
Oh.
I was like, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's profoundness in here, but it's
there is every week.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Anyway, I just laughed so much.
Oh,
I was like, yes.
So good.
Anyway,
so good to promote, you know, female podcasters.
Oh,
there's so many male comedian podcasters out there.
Comedians.
And you know, there's a little beef of mine at the moment.
Yes.
That the men podcasters get all this, you know, attention for doing some of the work that we've been doing
for years.
Right?
Yes.
So,
But if you look at the charts in Australia, Mamma Mia,
that's
Chat 10
right.
looks awesome. Three. They are, excuse me, they're still up there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm super proud. We are so lucky we've met some of them.
Yeah,
and they've been
amazing.
So supportive for us. And so I'm all about the sisters doing
same,
it for sisters.
Same.
I really, really am. The
same.
Men have had their time.
They really have. So go and listen to female podcasts. If you're sick of us over January, although please listen.
Please listen.
go and listen to some other female podcasts.
And let us know.
Yeah?
If you ever hear of a great podcast with chicks, let us know.
And when people hear our ads sometimes in other podcasts.
Yes.
My cousin was like, I was awake at 2 a.m. listening to some podcasts and then there's Manny talking about TVs or something.
My girls were like, we were listening to blah, blah. And next thing it's like, hi, it's Kate and Mandy. Which is
so
awesome.
Funny.
And I never fast forward an ad, and I know people probably do, but any podcast I listen to, even the big ones.
If they're reading it, that's amazing.
I think you got money for this. Yes. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
I will thank Acast because they have sourced amazing ads
they
for
have
us
this year. Thank
for a long
you.
Time. Yeah. And we couldn't do this without them. Yeah, there's just no way we could afford it. So
no way.
We're beyond grateful.
Thank you. And thank you to all of you for listening for another year, 2020p.
And sending your speak pipes.
Yes, thank you. And all our guests.
Yes.
You know, every single person that's given their time and their story, we thank you.
And every single person, somebody gets something out of needed so desperately.
Yep.
And we don't know when we're talking to them what that is.
Nope.
And then you'll get a message or they'll get a message and you'll be like, oh, wow, because we all hear different things.
That's right, all the time.
We can't believe that people choose to share their most amazing families with us.
Is it too late for me to just read everyone's names that have been on this year?
Yes.
Is it? Oh, okay. I should have sorted that one out before.
But it's been amazing. You've all been amazing. We love you, love you,
I'm really grateful for the guests. You know,
it's really grateful. Like, and Mandy has to liaise with them all.
Yeah, that's fine. I love doing that part of the job. So, but there's, you know.
It's the people we send the wrong Zoom link to.
Totally. Sometimes it's tricky because there's PAs.
Yes.
And so then you can imagine me liaising with the PA.
We had a funny one once where Mandy sent a Zoom link and the PA sent a Microsoft Teams. And we're like, well, who's doing this?
Who trumps what?
I don't know. So we both went to a different meeting.
It's like, I think PA trumps the podcasters. I don't know.
Definitely. Everything trumps the podcast.
But thank you. We've had many incredible stories this year. And,
yes,
you know,
can't wait
we
to share
learn
some
every
more.
Week and we love
we really
meeting
do.
People.
Yes, yes. It's just a joy.
Yeah.
And thank you for loving the podcast, for sharing it, for sending us your beautiful speak pipes.
Yes.
We can't wait to hear how your festive season went, how your January goes. I hope you get some glimmers, some moments of joy, maybe even you get to have some mint slice on your own at 3 o'clock in the morning when everyone's asleep.
Right. Do it.
Just do it.
And look out for us on the 25th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sneaky
okay.
Christmas.
All right. See you, everyone. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.